Breakfast with Crossy. This is Brekkie with Crossy. Groundwater Country Music Festival was announced just recently, and one of the artists that will be gracing the stages at Groundwater is the trucker chick herself. It's Jane Denham. How are you, Jane?
Hey, Crossy. I'm really good, thanks. Yes. I don't think the truck will fit, though.
Well, I don't know. No. I mean, I've had a small car drive through the streets of the Gold Coast, and even that feels too big.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Roller skates are the way to go.
Particularly now that they have, the train going down the middle.
Okay. Well, I've never been, but I've heard all about it.
Say never been. You've never been to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I've been to the Gold Coast. I thought you meant the festival, because I hear it's like you can't move. There's just so many people.
No, well, they got these new, light rail things there.
Oh,
yeah, so it's relatively new. They made it for the Commonwealth Games, and I'll probably have to edit this bit out later, but I'll tell you anyway because it's hilarious. I always thought the train stations for these little light rails, I always thought they should call them, I don't know what they call, but should call them the G-Spot. Because I thought that would be a great place to call it. Anyway. this is the online version. So, it has been really busy for you lately, I've noticed. You seem to be popping up. Is it right that this month you got some shows coming up, and then you got some shows in the US, and then you're coming back to Australia for more shows? Are you all over the place?
I am, yeah. Look, the last 18 months has just been so crazy. And last year, I think I did 5 trips to the States to do shows over there. So, it's going great. I'm just so blessed that opportunities have come my way. And in fact, it's getting so busy in Australia this year. I don't even know if I'll be able to get over there as much this year to the States, but I'm certainly really excited to be performing at the big Mid-America Truck Show, the big event. So I often go and do after parties and things for corporate events and stuff like that at these trucking events. But it's been 4 years I've been trying to get this gig, and I finally got it. So I'm really excited to be one of the artists on the bill this year. So it's going to be good.
That is very exciting. And obviously we've talked at length about what you've been doing in the States and things like that. Has the shine worn off yet, where you get to the point where you think, oh, I've got to pack my bag and, got to be away from home? Has that crossed your mind? Maybe I should just live there, or has that been crossing the mind at all?
Yeah, well, I've got my visa now, so I can live there, but I really enjoy doing both, and I sleep on planes. I'm a really good traveller, so at this stage I'm loving doing both. And, at the end of the year I got to film the new video clip up in Alaska with the Ice Road Truckers for Black Coffee and White Lines, and that was a crazy trip because I went Sydney, Nashville, and then you had to go all over the place to get to Alaska from Nashville. And Jay Sini, I think, had 4 different flights to get him, or 5 different flights to get him to Alaska. So it was crazy. But to be honest, I'm just one of these people. I just embrace every day, and whatever that looks like, I just make the most of it. But yeah, so far I'm not complaining. But it's one of those things. I remember one of my friends is a guitarist in Air Supply, and when I was a kid, I'm like, I want a tour one day. And he said, Jane, it's not all it's cracked up to be. But I thought, yeah, but you can say that. Yeah. So maybe one day I'll say to some kid, it's not all it's cracked up to be, funny.
Yeah. It's great for those people in those positions to say, oh, but it's not as what you think it is. I've had people say that to me in radio as well. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's still cool, though.
Exactly. So, yeah, no, look, I'm really rapt that I've had the opportunity to be doing shows in both countries now. But, yeah, it's really exciting because this year with Groundwater and a bunch of stuff that's coming up that will be announced shortly that's going to happen at the end of the year. I've got a massive tour throughout Australia with some people, which I'm really excited about.
With some people, so I assume you can't give away those people yet.
No, I can't just yet. But I promise, Crossy, you and Kix will be the first to know. How about
you better
that?
Be. I'll be insulted otherwise. So it's obviously you just mentioned that the film clip and things like that. Have we got any I feel like Black Coffee White Lines has been around for a little while now. Are we looking at any new music soon?
Yeah, so on the 1st of May, I've got a brand new single coming out, which I'm really excited about. So we're filming the video clip on Monday for that song that we've just finished in the studio. And there's going to be some, I can reveal, there's going to be, because I'm going to actually put it on social media next week, but there's going to be some people that you'll all know in the video clip, which is going to be a truckload of fun. And it's not a trucking song, just so you know.
Oh, nice.
Everybody often thinks that's all I do, but as you know, I don't. It's not all I do. So it's, so I think, so we'll have the McAllister Kemp Boys in it. There's going to be some other artists, which next Monday I'll be putting it up on my social media and reveal some of the people that are going to be in the video. So I can't wait.
Cool.
But yeah, May 1, people, get ready. It's going to be a good one.
Sounds exciting. You mentioned the McAllister Kemp Boys, and as a nice little segue, I know you're doing, speaking of moving to America, you're doing Troy Kemp's last gig in Australia before he moves off over there, but also you're going to be playing the same festival at Groundwater when they come back together as a group. So there's a connection there. Oh. You seem to be going all around.
I know, and it's really weird because I'm flying into Nashville and he and Leash will fly into Nashville to live 2 days after I get there. So we're like, oh, well, we might as well catch up in Nashville. So, it's really weird. It's so cool, but it's so great the boys are back together and, it was great to sort of be in part of that because I'm friends with both of them. And so I actually knew very early in the piece that they were going to be getting back together for Tamworth. But it's so crazy. Everyone's just gone nuts over the whole idea that they're back together. And now Troy's going to move to Nashville. So good timing, but bad timing. Yeah. But hey, you're only in an airfare. A flight away, it's all good. So yes, he'll be back.
Clearly somebody didn't put a lot of thought into it initially. Actually, it's funny, talking about Groundwater, we actually saw Drew last year, and we kind of heard a whisper that it was happening then. They didn't announce it at that point in time. And we kind of said, he came for an interview and said, so Drew, is there anything else you want to tell us today? He goes, no. Are you sure? No. Didn't give a thing. And he knew exactly what we were talking about.
No, it's great. I mean, look, and I went to the Tamworth show and I just forgot how great their songs are. And I think that's the thing everyone's going to enjoy about having them back out doing shows is they had killer songs and they're great live. So it's going to be great to have them at Groundwater. And, I can't wait. It's going to be – I'm super excited. It's finally get to go up and see what this festival's all about. So I look forward to seeing many people there.
Yeah, very excited. It's definitely – if it's not one of my favourites, if it's not my favourite, it's definitely one of my favourites inside, like a top two. I just absolutely love it. Good things are happening. New music out soon, festivals, anything else happening?
Oh, I think that's keeping me well enough busy. So it's going to be a great year. And I just, it's just one of those things now. I really so appreciate the fans all coming out to my shows and as an artist, that's the thing. It's starting to really get busier and busier. So I do appreciate everyone who, supports the music and guys like you who from day one have always played my music. So thanks to everyone. And I look forward to seeing you out on the road.
I did hear someone say once that if you can't take 3 hours out of your day to put on a good show for your fans, then maybe you should think about another career.
Exactly.
So talk about whinging about travel and all this kind of stuff. Really, it doesn't matter.
I know, but it's so funny. It's like when I go to America, I go all the way there to do an hour show. It's like, am I really that mental?
Sounds a bit crazy when you put it that way.
Yeah, but it's like, that's what you do. And when you get there, it's amazing. And I mean, obviously I have other things to do while I'm there as well, but it is our job and it's good fun.
That's not mental. You know what's mental? People that travel an hour in Sydney for an 8-hour day at work and it's a job that they hate. That's mental. Not going to the US for a 1-hour gig where you get to play music and have people cheer. Living an hour out of Sydney, and I think that's insane. That's really crazy. And putting up the traffic every day.
Oh. I know. I think you just, you've got to get to that point where you get a plane. There's no way I'm driving in that traffic.
No, exactly. It's probably easy to get a pilot's license. Jane Denham, it's always good fun. We'll definitely catch up with you at Groundwater and probably at some point between now and then anyway, because you're going to tell us the big news that's happening later on this year. I'm sure of it.
Absolutely, yes. I promise you'll be the first to know. And everyone, check it out on Monday next week, because we're going to be filming the video and we'll let you in on a few secrets. So cool. Can't wait for that. And yeah, it'll be good fun.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Crossy.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.